Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous year, where we saw the Yisod of the Ritva, who says that there are two elements required in order for a Ben Ir to be able to be Moitzi, a Ben Kfar, Miyom HaKnisa. That is, that number one, the Ben Ir is going to be Chayev and Yodalid. And number two, be Yisod or Sheldover, they have the same Chiyuv. Because a Ben Ir and a Ben Krach, according to the Tzad and the Yerushalmi, that a Ben Ir can't be Motzi Ben Krach, they have fundamentally different days of Chiyuv, Yodalid, as well. But here, they don't have fundamentally different days, their days are Yodalid. And Mimela, the Ben Ir could be Motzi, the Ben Kfar, and the Yom HaKnisa. So the Ben Ir will be Chayiv in the future, and they have the same Yisod Achiv. So we discussed in the previous shir the Shaila of Ben Krach. Can a Ben Krach, whose Chiyuv was on Tesvav, be Motzi a Ben Kfar? Chayiv anachum mamshichim, is a shuv al pi Torato shel Mori v'Rabbi Gon HaGadol Chaim Meir Horovitz Shlita. What's the din about a Ben Kfar? Can a Ben Kfar, who already read the Megillah on the Yom HaKnisa, and now on Yom Yedalad he is in the Ir, can the Ben Kfar be Moitzi the Ben Ir b'Kriyas HaMegillah? Like we paskin that the Mechuyav B'Dover, Af Al Gavdi Yotza Moitzi. If someone is Mechuyav B'Dover, even though he was already Yotze, he can be Motzi others. So this person also, this Ben Kfar, even though he was already Yotze on the Yom HaKnisa, he could still be Motzi the Ben Ir on Yodalid. Or maybe no. Sof, it's not the same Chiyuv. And we don't say Yotze Motzi. Ulich Ora Ein Nafka Mina Bezeh. Right, the second side is that it's not the same Chiyuv. Because he's a Bayama Knesset Dik and he's a Yadala Dik. But Chol, there's not Afkamina because the Gemara says in 19a, Bama Rovo ben Kfar Shahalach Le'ir ben kach korei mahem. That a Ben Kfar that went to the city reads with them no matter what. Rashi says that even if the Ben Kfar already read the Megillah and the Yom HaKnisa, nevertheless, he has to read again in the city. So since he's in the city, he's Chayav Alt Ben Ir. Just like a Ben Ir is Chayav, so it's Pashat, he could be Motzi a Ben Ir. However, it says not Afkamina. The Shaila, can a Ben Kfar already read the Megillah and the Yom HaKnisa? Can he be Motzi a Ben Ir Pashut? He has to himself read again. However, the Tosafot there brings the name of the Ri, who argues with Das Rashi, and holds that if the Ben Kfar already read the Megillah and the Yom HaKnisa, he does not have to read it again on Yadalit, even though he's in the city. He has a different understanding than Rashi. And Memela, לדבריו, הדרינה לספק עשינו, לפי דברי התויסס הראש, we go back to our suffix, since he's different Havan in the Gemara, so according to him, he doesn't have to read again the Ben Kfar that went to an ear. So can a Ben Kfar read the Megillah Yom HaKnisa, when he goes to the city, can he motzi a Ben Ir? And even according to Rashi, there'd be a nafkamina, in a case where the Ben Ir is in the Kfar on Leil Yud Dalet. He's in the Kfar on the night of the 14th. Shbechai Gavna, Arei Ben Kfar Lekuli Alma Pater Mikriyas HaMegillah. When the Ben Ir is in the Kfar on the night of the 14th. In other words, the Ben Kfar already read. The Yom HaKnisa. And now the Ben Ir is in the Kfar. So the Ben Kfar, the Kuli Alma, is Pater Mikriyas HaMegillah because he's still in the Kfar. But can he be Motzi the Ben Ir, who's in his Kfar? So the Pashtus, it would appear that according to the Ritva, he can't be Motzi. The Ben Kfar can't be Motzi the Ben Ir, because the Ritva required that the person has to be obligated in the future. And if so, Ben Kfar, who already read and is Pater from his Chiyuv, can no longer be Motzi the Ben ear, and even though mikoch dina da arba speak paskin af bishiyatsa motzi, nevertheless, for the ritva that's not enough in the chiv of the ben kfar and ben ear. He holds it's not enough that a ben kfar and a ben ear should have one chiyuv, but he says that, we should say yatsa motzi, but he says that he's asid lehis chayiv. He's going to be obligated in the future. So if not for the fact that he's going to be obligated in the future, we wouldn't say that they have the same chiyuv, the ben ear and the ben kfar. And if so, b'chai gabna, that a ben kfar already was yotze, and he's not going to be mischayiv again today, he's not considered mechuyiv b'davar. She'en chiyuv shel zeh ki chiyuv shel zeh. Since he's not going to be mischayiv again. He's already yotze. However, it would appear that he can really be motzi him l'kulei alma. And even according to the Rosh and the Ran, that a ben ir cannot be motzi a ben kfar, still, a ben kfar can be motzi a ben ir. We saw in the previous shir, the opinion of the Ran and the Rosh, that a ben ir can't be motzi a ben kfar. However, to appear the kule alma, ben kfar can be motzi a ben ir. And here it's this far. It would appear, misvara, shemashe tiru le bnei kfarim lakdim liyom haknisa, that we were mati the bnei kfarim to go back to the yom haknisa, it's not pshat that Chazal uprooted the chiyuv from Yudalid and established it as reading on the yom haknisa. Because we only find two times to read the Megillah, or on Yudalid for the Prazim, or Tesvah for the Mukafim, because the Chiyuv of Megillah is a Chiyuv of Purim. The other Chiyuvim of Purim, like Su'udas Purim, Mishloach Manos, the Bnei HaKfarim, have to do on the day of Yudalid. So what then is the Pshat? The Pshat is that they were matir, the Bnei HaKfarim, to be makdim kiyum mitzvahs yudalid b'yom haknisa. They're doing the yudalid mitzvah on the yom haknisa. And yudalid, they still do their mishloach manos, nisudas perim, etc. Tanis lav yonim. But the kriyas hamagillah, they can do on yud, they could be makdim to yudalid. Tilo lahakdim, the mitzvah of yudalid, they were makdim, the mitzvah of yudalid, to the Yom HaKnisa. Like we say later on, Mechanina, Chom Mekelu, Daftalad Amanam, Chom Mekelu, Halakfarim, Lios Makdim, and the Yom HaKnisa. The rabbis will make it on the Kfarim to be Makdim to the Yom HaKnisa. Now, according to this, it would appear that when you read the Megillah on the Yom HaKnisa, it's a Kiyum of the Mitzvah of Kriya of Yudalid. So Yesh Ladin Lefizeh, if you have a Ben Kfar who reads on the Yom HaKnisa, and he dies before Yudalid, what's he Yotze? So it turns out his Kriya was Levatola. It wasn't chayiv in the first place, because he's doing his yudalid chiyuv today, but he never was around yudalid. And if the nafkumina, if he's motzi another ben kfar, that ben kfar has to read again gevaldik. So now, according to this, since a ben kfar vaday nechshav ki chayav b'kriyat ha-megillah b'yudalid, ben kfar is chayiv to read on Yudalid, he's just potter when he reads on the Yom HaKnisa. So Harda Dina, the Din goes back like all other mitzvahs, Shim Yotza Motzi. So it comes again like other mitzvahs that if you're Yotze, you could still be Motzi others. And therefore, he could be Motzi a Ben Ir on the 14th. So it emerges according to this, even according to the Rosh and the Ran, that a Ben Ir can't be Motzi a Ben Kfar. It's because the Ben Ir, his Chiyuv hasn't yet come. And they hold that he's going to be chayiv in the future is not enough to make him considered chayiv now. But a ben kfar is definitely considered chayiv in the same chayiv as the ben ir. And he could be motzi the ben ir on yudalid, gevaldik, because that's his ikar chayiv. Umotza dvarim nera lechadesh chidush nosaf. Sharei bekrach hamukaf choma. If you have a krach that's surrounded by a wall, and there are not 10 batlonim in this city, Rashba writes, ואידך דאמר כבר שאין בו עשר בטלנים ניתון כבר, היינו נמי ככה מוקף מס ישוע. אפילו אחי כשאין בו עשר בטלנים, אילו רצו להקדים ליום הכניסה, יקדימו. So the Rosh, the Rashba writes that when it says in the Gemara that a krach that's surrounded by a wall that doesn't have a sarah batlanim has a din of a kfar, it means they can even go back to the Yom HaKnisa. Not just read on Yodalib, but even go back to the Yom HaKnisa. So it emerges according to this that their ikur chiyuv is on the 15th. Just if they want, they could be makdim, this walled city. This walled city. If they want, can read on the Yom HaKnisa. So now, what's the din? By a ben kfar, who already read the Megillah, and he's in a krach on the 15th. Can he be motzi the ben krach? So based on what we said, it would appear that he cannot be motzi the ben krach, because the ikur chiyuv of ben kfar is on the 14th. They were just matrim to be mekayim his mitzvah already on the Yom HaKnisa. And therefore, he could be motzi a ben ir. But to be motzi a ben krach, he can't, because the ben ir himself can't be motzi a ben krach. Because they have two different chiyuvim, according to that side in the Yerushalmi. Shegam ben kfar nechshav ki ben ir leinyan chiyuvo. See, he has the same status as the ben ir. So just like a ben ir can't be motzi a ben krach, so to a ben kfar can't be motzi a ben krach, because they have different obligations. The ben kfar is considered a yudalad yid, and the ben krach is a tesvav yid. So they can't be motzi the ben krach. Now, if this is true, so then we can be motzi a much bigger chiddush. And that is what, please God, we are going to see in the Kimin de Geshir, in Yirtzeh Hashem Yisborach, v'hadvarim be'ezrat Hashem ya'iru be'or yekarot. As na yisharu imanu, v'zachinu lerot chidushim gdolim b'shiur hazeh, v'ezrat Hashem od namshich, li neder shalom shalom.